Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, the author of the book Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer, and this is the podcast version of Tool 45. Break long projects into parts, then assemble the pieces into something whole. Anne Lamott's book, Bird by Bird, gets its title from an anecdote about her brother. At the age of 10, he struggled with a school report on birds. Lamott describes him as immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. But then, quote, "My father sat down beside him, put his arm around my brother's shoulder, and said, 'Bird by bird, buddy, just take it, bird by bird.'" We all need such coaching to remind us to break long projects into parts, long stories into chapters, long chapters into episodes. Such advice is both encouraging and practical. Where writers gather, I often ask this question: how many of you have run a marathon? In a group of 100, maybe one or two will raise a hand. If properly trained and motivated, how many of you think you could run 26 miles? A half dozen more. What if I gave you 52 days to do it, so you only had to run a half mile a day? Then most of the hands in the room go up. Most doctoral students who finish all their classwork and pass all examinations and complete research for a dissertation never get a PhD. Why? Because they lack the simple discipline required to finish the writing. If they sat each morning for an hour to write a single page, 250 words, they could finish a thesis in less than a year. When my children were young, I volunteered to teach writing in their elementary school. After each class, I scribbled notes in a journal, never taking more than 10 minutes to complete the task. What had I learned that day? How did the children respond? Why was that bright student staring into space? After 3 years, I thought I might have a book in me about teaching children to write. I had never written a book and did not know how to begin, so I transcribed my journal entries. The result was about 250 pages of typed text. Not yet a book, but a sturdy foundation for what was to become Free to Write, A Journalist Teaches Young Writers, a book that stayed in print for almost 20 years. Tiny drops of writing become puddles, that become rivulets, that become streams, that become deep ponds. The power of this writing habit is overwhelming, like Harry Potter being told for the first time that he's a famous wizard. I'm now reading to you tool number 45 in what was once a year-long series headed for tool 50. If I had said to my editors, quote, "You know, I'd like to write a book of writing tools," I never would have done the work. At the front end, book projects seem impossible to get your arms around, like hugging a polar bear. Instead, I pitched the writing tool project as 50 short essays delivered at the rate of one or two per week. And now I'm reading to you from this book version. Admit it. You want to write something bigger than you've ever written before, but you can't get your arms around the project. The length or breadth of it intimidates you. Cut up the monster. In a daybook or journal, break it up into its smallest parts: chapters, sections, episode, vignettes. Without referring to any notes or research materials, write one of these small units. See what happens. And there you have the podcast version of tool number 45, break long projects into parts, then assemble the pieces into something whole.